Terry Cole was a born and raised third generation Chinese in Malaysia. And then he went to Australia at age 28, where he met the Lord and became a disciple of Jesus Christ. His story is very exciting. He said, Pastor Joseph, why do you invite Pastor Terry? Because he is my teacher. Remember, I led four Chinese pastors. We went to Reading. There's a Living Rock Church there. They host a Kingdom Cultural and the Healing Seminar. He was the teacher. We have a great time. Terry is a multi-talent. Would you please come forward? I was so impressed with Terry. I didn't know he was multi-talent, okay? I was so impressed with Terry. Was his humble, Christ-like the temperament and flavor. He's very low-key. When we say, Pastor, Teacher Terry, what should we do next? He say, what do you guys like to do? I say, why he's so undecisive? You know, I say, why this person is, why he doesn't tell us? Because we went there first time, we don't know what to do. He say, what do you guys like to do? So later on I ask you, why did you say so? He say, because all of you are senior pastor from all the churches. I honor you. So he's really a humble heart. And then later on I found out he's so talented. He can heal people. He can prophesy. He can dance. He dances so beautifully. He can wave the flag, all kind of worship style. So this is a great teacher. He's a servant of the Lord. It's our honor to have him to share the word from the throne of God with you today. Let's welcome him.
Good morning. Can you imagine me teaching Reverend Tian? God has a sense of humor. And yes, I was born and raised in Malaysia. In Malaysia, being a Chinese is not so pleasant. There's a quota system that the best positions in the university, in the government, are all reserved for the Malays. And for Chinese, you have to be like extremely bright to get into the courses you want to get in university, or extremely capable to be able to hold a position in the government. So most of us, we felt that we were like second-class citizens. Like we were in our homeland, and yet we felt we did not belong to this land. And I look at myself, I say, God, why did you make me a Chinese? I hate my skin. I thought if I were to be blonde, with blue eyes, and with white skin, I would be so happy. Because the white people, they used to rule Malaysia, because Malaya was once a British colony. So the British were the big boss. I love to be a big boss and not just somebody to be discriminated upon. And say, God, you put me in the wrong race, in the wrong home. And when can I become white? So when I was 28 years old, I thought there's enough of me being Chinese. I want to become a white person, so I went to Australia. And I moved to a place where there were very few Chinese. So when I looked around me, they were all white people. They all blonde hair, blue eyes, white skin. And when I went shopping, I would be the only Asian in the whole shopping complex. I was on the train. I'm the only Asian on the train. And after several years, I forgot that I was Asian. I thought I was white. I was happy. And I had many white friends. And I realized that some of my friends, they have beautiful blonde hair and blue eyes and white skin, and they were unhappy. And they cut themselves, they want to die. And they starve, they say, I'm too fat. Oh, and they were so depressed, they took drugs, they drink themselves silly, and they want to escape from this world because they were so unhappy. I thought, you have blonde hair. You have blue eyes. You have white skin. Why are you so unhappy? You are what I want to be. And I had a neighbor, and he has a divorce, and he got three girlfriends, and each night he would call girlfriend number one, and she said, "I'm sorry, I'm busy tonight." And he called girlfriend number two. He said, "Oh, darling, I'm so sorry. I got something else to do." He called girlfriend number three. So, "Oh, I'm so tired. Oh." Then he called me. He said, "Well, let's have a drink and let's drink ourselves silly. I'm so depressed. None of my girlfriend wants me tonight." So we drank. And I realized one thing. Because some of the very beautiful wine bottle, inside there is not really such good wine. And some of the wine bottles, they look very simple and look uninteresting, but they were very good wine inside. But I realized it's not the wine bottle, it's not the appearance, it's what is inside the bottle. It's not the color of my hair or my eyes or my skin that can make me happy. It's what inside of me. And all my friends who were so handsome, who were so beautiful, they looked like Hollywood stars, and they were so unhappy. And I realized that to be happy is not to make myself look like a white person. To be happy is to find out what is inside of me. And I realized that the Bible tells us that if you receive Jesus into your heart and he lives in you, and Paul says in Colossians that you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is the hope of glory? And all my friends who are so handsome and so beautiful, and they hope to die because there's nothing glorious inside of them. When they look into themselves, all they see is decay and brokenness and ugliness. There's nothing glorious inside of them. And I know I need Jesus. I need Jesus. And Jesus is the best wine. And when he comes into you, it doesn't matter what color is your hair or your eyes. I can dye my hair blue. I can wear dark glasses. And I have Christ in me. I have the hope of glory. And even if I made mistakes in the past, I have tattoo all over my body, it's still okay. And even if I get old, like I am now, I got wrinkles around my eyes, it's okay. Christ is in me, the hope of glory. And how does this glory coming from? And there's a dish I like in Chinese food. It's called drunken chicken. That means you pour wine into the chicken and you cook the chicken. And you use very slow heat. You use too much heat, you would evaporate all the alcohol, so it's not nice anymore. So you use slow heat, and you try to keep as much of this wine in the soup as possible. And the wine in the chicken just seep through. And then every cell of the chicken in your mouth tastes like good wine. And this is what I love. Drunken chicken. I'm born in the year of a rooster. I would love to be a drunken chicken. I need to have Christ in me, the best wine in the world. And I want to have so much of Jesus in me that he will seep through every cell of my body, that every fiber of my being is saturated with Jesus. And when I move around, when I shake hands with people, the Christ in me, as I squeeze your hand, it was oozed out of my hand and get into your hand. And that the joy will just pass from my hand into your hand. And you'll say, oh, when you shook my hand, something happened. Yes, something did happen, because Christ in me is flowing into you, and now Christ in me becomes Christ in you. And if I hug you, I will squeeze you, so that the Christ in me would ooze into your heart, that we all share the same truth, that Christ in us, the hope of glory. And when our Father God, when He sees us, when He touches us, do you remember when you read the Bible, the Old Testament, when Isaac was very old and he couldn't see anymore, and he got two sons, and when he came, he touched their skin, he smelled them. If your skin is smooth, and you smell like in the kitchen, he said, oh, you are a Jacob. And if your skin is hairy and you smell like dirt, you say, oh, you are Esau. And when God embraced us, He hugged us, He smelled, He said, I smell Jesus. And He says, you are my only child. You are my beloved. You are the child of my delight. And each one of us, as God has promised, when we receive Jesus, Christ is in us. The question is, how much of Christ is in you? If you are a wine bottle, do you have only one drop of Jesus? Or is it filled to the brim? So we want to spend as much time with Jesus as possible. And we would say, fill me up. I want my bottle to be full, full of Jesus Christ. A few drops is not enough. Half full is not enough. Three-quarter full is not enough. 99% full is not enough. I want to be more than 100% full. And it's overflowing. And when we serve God, we serve with this overflowing anointing. When we are in the house, when we are doing housework, we couldn't help but this overflowing anointing. When you cook for your family, the overflowing anointing just flow into the dishes. And when you serve the dishes, they will say, this tastes like Jesus. When you mop the floor, it just drops onto the floor. And when your family, when they came home, they say, oh, I'm on holy ground. And everything you do, there is a touch of Jesus. And you, wherever you walk, there's a trail of Jesus. And you, wherever you go, you bring Jesus. And you, when whoever you talk to, they would think, you must have been with Jesus. And that's what we like to be. And that's what you can be. And that's the way to live as Christians. So we never have to draw from ourselves the energy, the emotion, the love you need to love God's people, to love those who are yet to be God's people, to love your own family members. If you use your own love, you find that you haven't got enough love to love them. You haven't got enough emotion to love them. And if you haven't got enough emotion, it turns into the negative. And if you use your negative emotion, it's no longer love. It becomes resentment. And you start to blame. Why can't you be like this? Why can't you be like that? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? But if you are not flowing into the negative emotion, you keep yourself full, Jesus would not say, Peter, why didn't you love me more? He simply asked, Peter, do you love me? Jesus would never say, John, why didn't you love me more? John can be very confidently say, I am the beloved disciple. And we can all be the beloved disciple. And we can all be the child of God, his chosen one, his only child, his favorite one. Every one of us, we can say, I am God's most favorite child. I'm his only one because Christ is in me. The Christ in me is the only child of God. And we can be so confident that when I speak to God one-to-one, he speaks to me as though I'm his only child, I'm his favorite child. And I can say, wherever I go, whatever I say, whatever I do, I represent my Father. I do not represent myself or my church. I represent my Father. And I'm going to introduce to you my big brother, my best friend, Jesus Christ. Do you like to know my big brother? And your life will be so simple and so happy and so fulfilling. And then you say that even though I walk on earth, it's almost like I walk in heaven because Jesus, where is him now? He's in heaven, seated on the right hand of Father God, and he is inviting us to sit with him in heavenly places. And that's where I choose to be. 24 hours a day. I want to sit there all the time. I would not want to get down from that position. I want to sit with him in heavenly places. I want to hold his hand non-stop forever. I would never let go. And even when I walk on earth, I'm still holding his hand. I'm still sitting with him. And when I say, I speak from that position of sitting with Christ in heavenly places. When I look at things around me, I look at them from that position. When I encounter a difficulty, even a disaster, I sit with him in heavenly places and I hear him say, Lo, I have overcome. And we can become overcomer because he is with us. The spirit of resurrection is with us. Nothing can stand against this spirit of resurrection. There's no power higher than the power of Jesus. There's no authority can stand against Jesus. He is all victorious, and we are in him, and he is in us, and we are with him, and he's with us. Who can be against us? So, brother and sisters, Jesus loves you so much. So today our prayer is, come and fill me up. Let me be your wine bottle and let you fill me to the full until overflowing. That whatever I say, whatever I do, wherever I go with the overflowing anointing of the Holy Spirit, and let your love flow through me. God is love, and everything I do, everything I say, is a demonstration of his love. I am a channel of his love, his peace, his righteousness, his justice. And we say, God, use me, Lord. Wear me like a glove and let me be your glove and just use me. And I would be so happy, not because of the color of my hair or my eyes or my skin, but because you are with me, you are in me, and you love me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When Christ is in us, he has conquered death, sickness, and sin. And when he saturates us, and he's inviting us to sit with him in heavenly places, that is a place where no sickness can exist, no depression can exist, no pain, no tears, no addiction, no nothing can exist in that position. And we can now respond to his invitation and come to this position in the arms of our Father. So if you have any pain in your body, any part of you that need healing, we can now come to this position. Just imagine yourself seated with Jesus in heavenly places and holding his hand, and Father God is embracing you. And in this position, we can say, disease, go. Sickness, go. Pain, go. Depression, go. Worries, go. There's no place for you here. There's no addiction of any kind. I'm fully satisfied with the love of Jesus. I'm fully secured in the love of the Father. So I command all sickness, all diseases, all pain to leave right now. And I say, brothers and sisters, enjoy your position in Christ. Enjoy the love of the Father. Come to the bosom of the Father. Thank you, Jesus. And you can move around and check your body. And if you feel, you sense that there's something happening, that is Jesus working in you. He loves you so much. He has paid the price on the cross for your pain, for your illness. He paid the price for you so that you can receive, freely receive today what he paid for. So we come to receive. We come to receive his healing touch. So I said, Jesus, we invite you and your angels to come now and touch each one of us. And let us experience healing in our body, healing in our emotions, healing in our soul, healing in our spirit. Let there be wholeness. Let us not become a broken wine bottle that we might leak you. Let us become whole that we might contain you and keep you. So I speak wholeness to your body. I speak wholeness to your soul. I speak wholeness to your spirit. I speak comfort, that the Comforter is in you. And I say, with this light in you, this fullness of Christ in you, you can arise, you can shine, and you can represent Jesus wherever you go. Thank you, Jesus. So you move around your body. If you sense anything different, that's because Jesus has touched you. It's not unusual for us to see things happen at this time. I come from Bethel Church in Reading, and every week we have seen hundreds of people healed in a time like this. You do not need anybody to touch you. Jesus himself can touch you. He's more powerful than anybody else on earth. And even right now, even standing here, I feel different already, because He was touching you and he was touching me as well. I feel so fresh. I feel so satisfied. So we thank you, Jesus, for your touch. And we say this is yours to keep. As you walk out of this place, you get to keep this. You do not have to let it go. You can keep it, and you keep reminding yourself, Jesus, you touched me this morning. And please keep on touching me, keep on feeling me, and please increase in me, that my wine bottle might be full. And let your joy be full. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Terry. I mentioned about Pastor Terry is a very humble person. Actually, he ministered in the healing room in Bethel, healing room for quite a period of time. Every Saturday, they have how many people serve there, the ministry team? About 300 people serve as a healing team. He's one of the leaders, serve every Saturday to see the miracle. So if you want him to pray for you, you want to talk to him right after service, you can be in the Joshua house. He can talk to you, interact with you. But I also want to do an advertisement for the second service. It's as exciting as the first one. It'll be Mandarin. If you know Mandarin, please do come. Pastor Isaac, actually, he's an ordained pastor. He's young, only 31 years old, but God gave him a lot of experience, supernatural experience. If you really, you don't know Mandarin, you really want to learn, we can arrange someone to interpret it for you. Because Pastor Isaac have a very unique father who is a very powerful house church leader in prison for the Lord 10 years. There's a lot of sign and wonder with him. So he trained Isaac since he was a child, maybe age 6, you know, started to serve the Lord and preach all this. So God has a special assignment for Isaac. So if you like to hear, I encourage all you to listen, to learn. I think this is a season for breakthrough. Amen? The breakthrough means you go out of your comfort zone to explore something the Lord leads you. Amen? We don't just constantly focus on our problem. We need to focus on the Lord who gives us answer. Amen? Let's arise and conclude with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We give all the glory to you. May you continue to walk with us, minister to us in Jesus' name. Amen. We conclude our worship here, and you may greet each other. Please exit this sanctuary. The next service will come in.